Children, there was an enemy nation called the Midianites, or Midian, who came up and conquered the children of Israel, and it was very bad for them. But then, when the time was right, the Lord raised up a hero, a judge named Gideon. And we're going to read part of the story of how the Lord, through Gideon, conquered the Midianites and set the children of Israel free. Now, the first thing the Lord does in this part of the story is surprising. He makes Gideon's army smaller. If you listen, you can hear why he made Gideon's army smaller. And then you can hear the trick that Gideon used to make his army seem like it was much bigger. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Judges, parts of chapter 7. And Jerubbaal, he is Gideon, and all the people who were with him got up early and encamped by the fount of Harod. And the camp of Midian was on the north of it from the hill of Moreh in the valley. And Yehovah said to Gideon, "The people who are with thee are too many for me to give Midian into their hand, lest Israel boast themselves against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.' And now, please, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, 'Whoever is fearful and frightened, let him turn back and turn around from Mount Gilead.' And 22,000 of the people turned back, and 10,000 were left. And Yehovah said to Gideon, 'The people are still too many. Bring them down to the waters, and I will examine them for thee there. And it shall be that the one of whom I say to thee, "This one shall go with thee," he shall go with thee. And all of whom I shall say to thee, "This shall not go with thee," he shall not go." And he brought the people down to the water, and Yehovah said to Gideon, "Everyone who laps up from the water with his tongue as the dog laps, him thou shalt place by himself, and everyone who stoops down on his knees to drink." And the number of those who lapped with their hand to their mouth was 300 men, but all the remainder of the people stooped down on their knees to drink water. And Yehovah said to Gideon, "By the 300 men who lapped, I will save you, and will give Midian into thy hand, and let all the people go, every man to his place." And the people took provisions in their hand and their shofars, which are ram's horn trumpets. And he sent every man of Israel away, a man to his tent, but he held firmly the 300 men, and the camp of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he gave shofars into the hand of all of them, and empty pitchers and torches in the midst of the pitchers. And he said to them, "From me you shall see, and thus you shall do. And behold, I shall come into the end of the camp, and it shall be, as I do, thus you shall do. And I shall sound with a shofar, I and all who are with me. Then also you shall sound with the shofar around about all the camp, and you shall say, 'For Yehovah and for Gideon.'" And Gideon came, and 100 men who were with him, to the edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch. Surely, raising, they had just raised and changed the guards. And they sounded the shofars and shattered the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the shofars and broke the pitchers and held their torches firmly with their left hand and the shofars with their right hand to sound. And they called out, "The sword of Yehovah and of Gideon." And they stood every man in his place all around the camp. And all the camp ran and they shouted and fled. And the 300 blew the shofars, and Yehovah set every man's sword against his companion and against all the camp. And the camp fled even to Bethshittah, to Zererath, even to the border of Abel-Meholah by Tabath. And the men of Israel were summoned from Naphtali and from Asher and from all Manasseh, and they pursued after Midian. And Gideon sent messengers into all Mount Ephraim, saying, "Come down to meet Midian and capture them. capture before them the waters, even to Bethbara and the Jordan. And every man of Ephraim was summoned, and they captured the waters, even to Bethbara and the Jordan. And they captured two princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. And they killed Oreb on the rock of Oreb, and they killed Zeb in the winepress of Zeb, and pursued Midian. And they brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon from across the Jordan. Now we're going to read from the Heavenly Doctrine about the meaning, the spiritual meaning of Midian and the Midianites. It says there are two kinds of people, and the second kind are meant by the Midianites. We read from Arcana Celestia, 4788, section 3. The men of the church are distinguished into two kinds, those who are in good and those who are in truth. Those who are in good are called celestial, but those who are in truth are called spiritual. Between these two kinds, there is a great difference. Those who are in good are in the affection of doing good for the sake of good, and without recompense from others. For it is recompense to them to be permitted to do good, since in doing so they perceive joy. But those who are in truth are in the affection of doing good not for its own sake, but because it is so commanded. And for the most part, they think of recompense. Their joy is from recompense and also from boasting. From this it is evident that those who do good from good do it from an internal affection, while those who do good from truth do it from some external affection. Hence the difference is evident, namely that the former are internal men and the latter are external men. Therefore, those who are internal men cannot sell off, that is, alienate the divine truth, because they perceive truth from good. And hence neither the fallacies of the senses nor consequently memory knowledges lead them away from the truth. But those who are external men can sell off or alienate the divine truth, because they do not perceive truth from good, but only know it from doctrine and from teachers. And if they consult memory knowledges, they suffer themselves to be easily led away by fallacies, for they have no inward dictate. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.